form.
Oh, bears.
Oh. Nope.
Okay, they're gone.
No, I think it was just gas.
Oh, that wasn't a bear. It was just a fart.
It was just a fart.
What's that?
Sonitos tuor, usuncarum, ungularum, delectatque, contemescit me, intra.
Welcome to the Blair Witch Project episode. We're out in the woods.
We watched it in the woods.
You gotta keep going.
We watch it in the woods.
You gotta do it slower. You can't just fucking... We gotta...
Okay.
Because we're all trying to get that
we're
word.
We're trying to get... What?
No, what are we supposed... Are we saying a script? Are we saying the same thing?
It's like improv,
no.
But at the same time. So you can't talk that fast. That's
what
I'm saying.
This is what's gonna happen. We're out here in the woods. It's not planned out. All right, do it again.
Countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to 13th and Elm. This is the Blair Witch Project episode. We're out in the woods. Cold.
Alone.
Scared. In the dark.
By a fire.
By a fire.
That's right, guys. We're camping.
It's 13th and Elm.
You know it. It's me, Bill.
It's Rob.
And it's the other guy, which is me.
Throat.
Michael.
Throat. I'm just sitting around the fire.
Swapping war stories, drinking whatever.
Out of 10 cups and...
Will you give me some more, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me...
Which one?
Get the fire.
Did you want the...
Yeah, that one. Ooh, that's good marshmallow.
Yeah, he's been sucking them down like nobody's business.
Yeah, well, that's what you do to stay warm, that little bit of that whiskey blanket.
Yep. Whiskey blanket.
I don't have one of those myself.
Cold?
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking cold, actually.
Well, you look
so
warm and hot.
Could you throw a log, actually, on the fire?
Yeah,
since you're right there.
Yeah, hold on.
So we watched the 13th, no, we are 13th and Elm, but, what did we watch?
We're Blair Witch Project.
The Blair Witch Project.
Oh, y'all fell into that so far.
We watched Blair Witch Project, and, Rob, you'd never seen it?
No, actually I hadn't.
So
first watch.
Watching it in the woods is good.
It was intense.
Was that as good as it gets?
I don't know. It was the first time watch. I don't know if that's as good as it gets. I guess we have to watch it again, like, at home.
That's
or
fair.
Somebody else's
compare
home.
The two.
Or someone else's home. Or just indoors, which I, you know.
Indoors. Do you remember that?
I do. It hasn't been that long, but yeah, I remember.
Feels like it's been a long time.
I feel like it's been years.
Since I've watched this movie.
You grew a beard.
I grew, yeah.
When did you see this movie first?
That's a really good question. I don't know, but like I've seen this movie a decent amount of times. I own it, but I haven't
VHS?
Seen it in a long time. Yeah, and I was gonna watch it on VHS, but I
but we were in the woods
because we're in the woods. but fuck, like I was like, oh yeah, I'll just kind of do shit, put this like watch this and not pay attention to it.
Right.
Did you see it like close to when it was released, like in 99, 2000?
I did. Yes.
Yeah? That's awesome.
Yeah. I remember
like
this
three.
Coming out, like
the
hype. Yeah, I remember like all of the shit going down, like, oh my God, the Blair Witch Project, is it real? Like, it's a real movie, these kids, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is like pre-big internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this debuted as Sundance January 23rd, 1999. And don't. And, what? Yeah, so, well, no, just watch your feet in the fire.
Oh, ooh, fuck.
But anyway, so this movie was a big deal, and it had a huge marketing and advertisement campaign behind it. It was a talk of the town, and the town was the world.
The town was Burkittsville.
The town was Burkittsville, as we'll get into. But yeah, man, this thing was it was like $200,000-$300,000 budget, made like $250 million
budget.
That's insane.
Yeah, John Travolta called it.
I mean, yeah, this is one of those have to watch, like have seen. This is one of those horror movies that you've seen, even if you're not into the horror. Like, I feel like it's that for a lot of people. Like, oh, I don't like horror, but I've seen The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, this, The Shining.
It's one of those.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not one of those because it. As we get further and further away from it, this is not. Well, I don't know. Rob will be the best judge of this because we're jaded. But like, it doesn't hold its same gravity that it did upon release, and like it takes a certain audience to be appreciative of that now, especially with such more modern visitations to the genre, such as like Paranormal Activity. Like, there's been updates that are for a younger audience, I think, that like most people wouldn't come across this unless they sought it out today. It's not something that's gonna be replaying on cable TV, and that shit doesn't even exist. Like, if you went out of your way to stream this out of the thousands and thousands of titles that you had seen, and then you got 5 minutes into it, if you had no reason to stick around and you weren't seeking it out, I don't know how many audiences today would care to watch it. And I don't want to say they don't get it, but like it was a smash sensation at the time,
phenomenon.
And that's why people were watching it. It took over the nation. Word of mouth. It was still water cooler days. You know what I mean? It wasn't everybody's opinion broadcast on social media. You heard it because somebody that you knew saw it, and then you had to go see it.
And this shit was scary.
Honestly, it's still... this movie is a flood of nostalgia for me. It's another one that I've seen a bunch. It's actually one of the milestones in my horror movie fandom and like my journey along this whole thing that has evolved into obsession in a podcast and a bonding mechanism with friends. Like, a lot of it I have to look back and see origins with the Blair Witch Project. I love this movie, and watching it, I still think it's actually fucking terrifying because the woods is always scary. Dark is always scary.
Yeah,
primal
around.
Fears. Primal fears. Like, and a lot of it is like, okay, so much with any horror movie, it's always scarier before you see the creature, right? Because your mind can always imagine something
the scariest
far
thing
scarier.
For you.
That's why low budget works. That's why this type of thing works when it's done well. Did you think it was done well?
We'll get into it. I think it was done pretty well, and I know this isn't like the first found footage film, or even like the first big found footage film. I feel like, what is it, Cannibal Holocaust was
kind
of like
that. Yeah, that wasn't necessarily like Jay Leno and shit talking about
it,
like
course.
National theaters. But yeah, I mean, but
it's like not
like
mega obscure
also
or anything.
No,
yeah,
because it was in the news for being what it was. You know, it wasn't like unheard of.
But I also read that the following year that the hunting season like in Maryland was so terrible because there's so many people out there like doing copycat documentary style like
videos.
Blair Witch videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that they had to hire like extra security for the town after the premiere, just because so many people were coming up to see it before folks knew it was like fake and you know cooked up.
Right. I know. I am. I think, and Michael shares this with me too. I think is that we have both seen it at young enough ages that we watch it now and we're just immediately taken back to there where it is still like fucking scary, like it because I feel like it is still for me too and. I'm just really curious for, because I would love to know what it was like to watch for the first time.
And knowing
now,
that it's like
knowing
spoiled. And being an adult. And
so
like, you know what I mean? There's so much distance between you and the
exactly. There's so much pop culture. There's so much parody. I mean, we watched a Scooby-Doo parody of this before this trip.
Yeah, that
like,
was good.
Yeah, we've seen it
in
scary
this is
movies.
In
we've seen it in
media.
Magazine.
Of course.
I mean?
But given all of that, and I'd even say like there are other movies that aren't horror like Star Wars is like that for me. Like I knew the quotes. I knew the plot before watching it.
Yeah.
This is still a pretty good movie, and I'm not a huge found footage fan. I don't dislike them. I'm just not crazy about the genre. Mm-hmm. A lot of this, too, you could tell it's pretty genuine reactions, like some of the stuff that's some of the arguments that are having. Like I feel like a lot of what's going on in the hotel room was, and then like reading after like trivia and kind of what happened to them and how the film crew gave them notes for the day and that sort of thing, and like kind of kept up with them but weren't around.
But mm-hmm. also, like, they had moments of, like, genuine, like, investigatory journalism, right? Like, not necessarily, but, like, to the degree that they were actually asking questions to real people who were mm-hmm. giving them their answers of, yeah, this is a story that kind of surrounds our town. Like, if you believe in that, you know, like, there were factual, accounts in the film.
Well, there were, but those were actually all planted by the filmmakers.
All of them?
No.
I think it was just some of them.
All of them. Like, it's not real. The Blair Witch was made because it was the dad and the fisherman, like, that are, like, later on, like, right before they actually go camping, it was his daughter's name and also the name of the high school around there. But all of that is completely cooked up. Like, the mythology of the Blair Witch and everything is from the filmmakers. And they didn't tell them at all and basically allowed them to think that all these townspeople were legit. And they also...
Okay, so you're saying that the students didn't know.
The students didn't know. Okay. Yeah. Also, that part, like, later on when the map goes missing.
Yeah.
The other two didn't know that, didn't see him get rid of it. He actually did throw it into a river. And he was given instructions to do it by the filmmakers that day, to, like, when he opened up the envelope. And that was a legit, like, he kept that to himself for hours while they walked along, and then those are, like, legit reactions to him losing the map or whatever.
Yeah, and that's where this movie, like, really gets its charm, at least, like, for me, is that it's got that thing that the only type of movies are movies that have zero budget, and it makes me think of, like, Tobe Hooper's The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where he, like, purposely kept... He would, like, keep the actors... Woo! Hold on. Whew.
Yeah, let's scoot back a
that
bit.
That smoke is...
Yeah, buddy, like, just don't fight it.
Woo!
Just don't fight it.
Give it a minute, it'll move.
I mean, also don't just sit there and get wrecked by it, but... As you were saying?
Like... Like, in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, oh, my goodness.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say, and I totally agree.
There was,
agree.
Like, similar things that the actor Tobe Hooper did, that he would, like, keep the actors separate, and it was, like, the hottest summer recorded in Texas, and he'd keep them inside, make them all hot, and, like, genuinely make them hate each other. So those reactions were real. And
or, like,
Kubrick
and The Shining, make them take... Do takes like 165 fucking times until they're just breaking. Like,
and the directors did that for this too. Like, they actually got, like, they let them get lost a few times, and they also fed them less and less food each
every
day, so they became, like, more agitated and did things like with the map where, like, that was withheld. So, like, a lot of those reactions, like, when they're angry at each other, it's real, and you can feel that, and, like, same way with, like, Sally, like, running through and getting, like, cut up, and her screams are so visceral and real because, like, they are.
I read that they also had them wear, like, eye protection at night running around so they wouldn't, like, get punctured in the eye, like, running around in the dark and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
and that they got soaked the first or second night they were there.
Because
tent wasn't waterproof, and so they actually, like, they weren't able to get in contact with the crew. Like, their phone wasn't working, and the directions, like, where they ended up, they got lost. They ended up kept walking and, like, went to, like, some local house and were able to use their phone to then call the director, who picked them up and took them to a motel, and they were able to get, like, a night of sleep and a warm meal, and then the crew went and, like, got all their shit from the gear and got them a new tent, and then they restarted shooting.
That's wild.
Could you imagine, like, starting that? And
God, I hope it don't rain.
Also, like, a lot of these people were volunteers. I think Heather was a volunteer who joined on and then, like, ended up getting paid for it. But you're, like, a single woman acting, and there are two men that you're going to go camping with in the woods in this, like, found footage, who knows, director. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I read that she kept a knife on her because she was scared that it was going to be, like, a snuff film.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah,
they're gonna kill her.
And all of this stuff,
like,
translates so well. And the fact that, like, they are the ones filming this. Like, you can say whatever you want that it's, like, scripted or blah, 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 but, like, they were left to their own devices to come back with footage. And I know that there's a lot of instructions, but, like, when they have been largely misguided or lied to, or like whatever, things aren't going according to plan and they're left alone out there, and it's
anxiety.
Like, fuck, grab the camcorder. Yeah. I guess this is what we're here for, right?
Also, yeah. Like that, just that time of year, everything's just wet and gray, and like the leaves are falling down, and there's not a lot of color left. It's just depressing.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It paints a perfectly bleak background for the fucking, like, just, I don't know, man. This movie, okay, so, like, the techniques that you were talking about that are present in, like, Texas Chainsaw, but also we said, like, Kubrick does it in Shining, yeah, and other things. But there's a lot of, like, inspiration from other classic horror movies, I think, can be found in this. Whether you want to talk about, like, being a low-budget blockbuster, like, Halloween, or you want to say, like, it's kind of weird because it's a chamber film in a way, but if they're in the woods, it's like such an expansive place. But it's like similar to like Halloween, or not Halloween, but Alien in that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they're trapped.
Yeah, they're trapped, and then like they don't know where this predator creature thing is that's stalking them. And then you also see like the erosion of the trust, like the core, like members, protagonist yeah. group are beginning to turn their backs on each other, and like that's kind of like that cabin fever type of scenario, you know what I mean? It's like uh-huh. there's a lot of really smart horror like story tropes in here, and it's also pretty genuine, and it's all done in an 80 minute low budget type of package that I know why it was a smash then, and I hope that audiences younger or for meeting it for the first time today can get at least a little bit of that excitement, because it's not for my validation, and this made plenty of money. It's not like it needs more of that, but
well, there
if
was
you can give in, I think it's fucking awesome for the viewer to get fun. And I think that's maybe why it was so much fun out here in the woods, you know, because it's...
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Sets the backdrop, right?
I actually right. waited for both of you guys to go to bed last night, like, and made sure, like, I waited, like, a while before I put this on your laptop, Michael, and watched it in the tent, and had the headphones on, so I wouldn't wake you guys up. But, man, it
I wouldn't watch it with you, yeah.
It freaked me out a little bit.
Good.
Just a little bit.
Do you think
it was windy and like the tent shaking and just I don't know.
That's anywhere at 10,000 feet, it'll get windy when you're outside.
And it is, yeah, it's September.
For a few more days, it's still September. Yeah,
late season camping.
Woo!
Do not advise.
It's chilly.
It's dicey.
Do you think that people getting into horror at a younger age at this time, are they going to be encouraged to watch this, or are they going to watch the remake if they're interested and know the story? Because there was a remake,
I don't
and I didn't
there's
see it.
Anybody that
no.
is out there suggesting the remake
no.
first.
Yeah.
Although I have talked to, or heard, rather, the opinions of a good handful of people in the horror community that say the remake, not the Blair Witch Project 2, Book of Shadows, but the remake,
yeah.
Of course it will always struggle with the title Blair Witch Project because it's a film. It's not like a found footage. It's a film, and it's kind of like a Halloween 3 syndrome. Like if it just had a different name, if it wasn't associated, like it's a good movie and people can appreciate it, but it's like, why the fuck do you call it the Blair Witch Project?
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But also,
do you like it?
Most of the I haven't seen it. Okay. I've heard other people say it. But most of the people who have seen it probably saw it because it was called The Blair,
the Blair Witch Project.
So.
And there's a sequel and a third film as well?
I don't know if there's a third film. I know that the third film might be that remake.
Got the wiki up?
I have. I'm looking at it. I'm scrolling through now.
Put another log on while you're doing it.
Well, wouldn't somebody else
it's
do that?
It's pretty warm. If you get a log.
You too warm?
Yeah.
I know. I'll leave it off. I'll leave it off.
Yeah, downloading the movie offline and also the wiki.
Screenshotting the wiki.
That's pretty wise.
That was, yeah.
But it was also
good for thinking.
Kind of hard to find what you need to find.
How much battery do you have left?
Give me, honestly, after you watched it and then I watched it with Bill.
I've got an external, I think, somewhere.
Hold on, it's...
If you want to hike back 5 miles to the car.
Yeah,
no.
Which the direct sequel, Blair Witch Project.
I don't think I've never heard of a third.
So, yeah, there's 3 movies total, which is the remake included.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, man, this one is a whole lot of fun, and it was incredibly groundbreaking, revolutionary, wildly successful. And it had like a sister like website in the early days of the internet and stuff. And yeah, there was spoof. It was in pop culture, the media. You were saying, what'd you say about Burkittsville, Maryland? They got made like a sandwich.
Oh yeah, the Burkwich. Or Burwich.
Burwich.
Burwich sandwich, which was a cheeseburger on a sesame bun with country fried ham, a fried egg, and horseradish.
Yeah, so they were like kind of trying to capitalize on like the tourism, I guess, for or like people passing through because of Blair Witch. Like,
I mean, it was, I guess, a pretty small town before, and just the tourism
alone. I think it was
alone.
Like 150, 200, it's like
200
people.
And something, and... the actual house is in Granite, Maryland, which is not far from where I'm from, and I was actually supposed to go there, and I couldn't, and I really regret
it.
I still might, because you can.
Yeah, you
it's
should.
It's just about an hour away from my
Your
childhood home.
Still live up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was literally like a night that my buddies like hit me up and they're like, yo, the fucking Blair Witch House is only like an hour away from here. We're going.
Let's do it.
And I like couldn't for whatever reason. I don't know. I was like in high school or early college.
Yeah.
School
night.
But yeah, shout out.
Shout out to Burkittsville.
Well, yeah, I've never been, but.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that'd be like, honestly, I feel like we're doing a road tour now and I don't know if we have time to reschedule to the Northeast, but. We should just do a tour of, like, famous haunted houses and
Salem?
Stuff.
Yeah, you guys want to go to Salem? We'll go to D.C. and go to the Staircase and The Exorcist.
Yep.
We can go up to
That's
Amityville.
Not in D.C.
Go to Amityville.
It's in, like, Seattle or something?
Where'd they shoot Misery?
The cow?
No, the movie.
Oh, I don't know.
In a house? I don't know.
I think it was a set.
Vermont?
Probably a set.
Probably New England.
Yeah.
Derry, Maine.
Derry, Maine. Shout out, Stephen King.
Stephen
Shout
King's
out if you're listening.
Dude, if Stephen King's listening, honestly, I owe
Why?
You everything. Like, you're so, you're the best.
But what about the plot? What do you think of the film?
I mean, I've loved this movie. A lot of it is the nostalgia and everything, but it's crazy because we're, like, talking it up, and you could summarize it accurately by saying it's three teenagers running around in the woods with a camcorder yelling at each other. And that is exactly what it is.
It's so much more than that.
You can say that about fucking anything.
It's
like,
I mean it's very...
No, not really, though.
Not, like,
What's
three
Midsommar
kids,
about?
But... Midsommar is about fucking five kids going to the
Sweden.
Scandinavia and screaming at each other.
Well, no, it's not, though, because
But neither is Blair Witch
so
Project.
Yes, it is.
It's not, though.
They do some interviews, and then they're running around in the woods yelling. It is an accurate
Then why do you like it so much?
Of the film. That's what I'm saying, because it's good, and they actually didn't like each other and get along, and they, like, would get lost and didn't know what they were doing, and it's shaky and grainy, and it's like... Even a part where one of them is supposed to run out of the tent and hold the camcorder to the left, and there's like a lady dressed in all white in the background. You're supposed to see the witch in the middle of the film, but the actor doesn't even remember. It doesn't even do that. Doesn't even turn the camcorder directed toward the person, and they just kept the shot.
Didn't pan it, and they didn't reshoot.
So it's like stuff like that, because that just, you know,
I don't know,
make
like,
it special.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of did expect like. To see something, like maybe a glimpse of something, and didn't, which I don't know if it's disappointing. It's surprising. But it is a pretty short film. Like, yeah, it's like 81 minutes or 80 minutes or whatever.
I think it's better that I don't know who it was, but whoever it was accidentally didn't get that shot, because I feel like never seeing almost like anything is what makes it so scary. Yeah, because like you said, you think of the scariest thing in your head and put that in there
for sure. No, definitely. I mean, there's tangible stuff that they show. There's, I don't know, all the stickmen, whatever they're called.
Sure. Like the little, like, whatever. Yeah. Like totems or like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really totems, but you know,
it's like slime on his backpack. The tent is shook, which was another like unscripted thing that they did and freaked him out.
Right. Yeah. The piles of rocks, they find them.
The
and
cairns,
then one morning they wake up and there's like three piles around the tent.
Just Scooby snacks. I'm mixing them up. yeah. Again, and like a good slow burn. Both of them like getting lost. You know, walking around all day and then coming back to the same log. Just stuff that is not even supernatural. I mean, like some of it is because like. You know, where'd the map go? Like all this stuff.
Yeah,
but
you start to think that maybe the evil there is like fucking up their forces. Compass, obviously, because that's like their strategy is like we're just gonna go south, and if we go in one direction the whole time, then we have to make it somewhere.
But other than here,
right?
But that's
but
exactly
they
where
keep
they end
ending up.
Up
here, and they really do a good job of it. Even though, like you said, it's like vast woods, it still feels constricted.
Right.
Well,
like
they're not
like
on a trail,
claustrophobic,
really.
Even though they're out in the open.
And even though Heather keeps like saying she knows exactly where they're at, she knows where they're going.
Yep.
It's not much longer. Which I get to a certain extent that ego, and of course it's a film.
It's her project, so she.
But that is just you're literally taking people's lives in your hands. That's just holy shit.
Yeah, man. So not everybody. In fact, most people aren't cut out to be leaders. Like,
yeah,
it's
true.
Not really that. Right. I don't know. It's just. It's not a
it's
position
like,
I envy.
Yeah.
And I would like to say that I would be more careful in that circumstance, but like. I mean, she's pretty hard to be sympathetic with. Honestly,
yeah.
All of them are because they're kind of miserable, but you don't see them in the best light.
They're
upset
worst.
And they're hungry and they're cold and they're wet and they're lost and they're scared and they're running out of food and they got to get to work. And how much of that is real and how much of it is in the story?
Yeah, in the
and
story.
Like, it doesn't really matter because the performance turned in is pretty genuine by all three characters. It's another one of those things that's like relatively small cast. Like, yes, you get the introduction to all these like tertiary
the
characters
yeah.
in the beginning, the interviews and stuff, but it's a small cast. Mostly it takes place POV from one of the characters at all times, and it is a chamber film also. You know, you kind of get some shots in the city in a hotel, but it's mostly out in the woods, which isn't anything more than whatever tree they're next to and the tent that they're sitting in. And it's dialogue. And like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, this is one of those movies that people are like, oh, it's fucked up. Like, oh my God, that movie like fucked me up. It scared me. It was so gruesome. And it's like, There's nothing in this movie.
Yeah.
There is whatever that was though. That chunk of whatever is like in a pool of real fucking blood though. Like that was.
Oh yeah. So that was apparently some teeth from one of the director's dentists, and then a mold of one of the actor's mouths, and then real hair from one of the actors.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Because
and she wouldn't open it, and then they like made her go back and open it, and shot that.
That's why it was all alone. Yeah.
That's cool.
And see, like, that's the type of thing where it's like, that was actually, like, pretty fucked up. Because it's like, especially if you're the actors and you don't know and you find that, you're like, dude, this is, like, actually fucking gross. Like, what is this? Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's scary. I mean, look around you. You know, there's nobody out to help you or hear you. And like when Mike is screaming, help, help. And like you made the comment, you're like, dude, you got to like start thinking real seriously about like calorie preservation and like where it is. What's an intellectual use of your energy? If you're really out here lost, you want to sit around and fucking like be constructive? Or are you going to shout and scream and yell and throw a temper tantrum until you're fucking tired.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally why whistles are included in survival packs, because shouting, like, not only are no one going to hear you, you're going to be exhausted and hoarse and dehydrated from having your mouth open screaming the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you blow a whistle, like, that can be heard for quite a ways. But,
yeah.
Man, just so much, again, so much of it is just the natural world, like, conspiring against them and their own efforts of being humans and clashing and, you know, stress, which is real. A lot of it's real. It's a good flick, I think.
I'm kind of surprised by, like, how much you enjoyed it. Because I know you don't like found footage a lot.
Not really.
And I didn't really know. I probably haven't seen this movie in, like, 8 years or so.
Yeah,
and I.
It's been a while.
Didn't know how much I'm looking through like rose-colored lenses and everything else, if I'm a product of the time and nostalgia, or if some of this stuff would actually translate and hold up for a modern audience. And I know that you're not just a casual film viewer, and I know that you have like more than just base level horror movie knowledge and like history like of the genre, so you have an appreciation. It is a movie that you would watch. It's cool that you liked it, but it's also cool to hear that this movie still has value in 2022.
Yeah, I also, I mean, we're in the woods, so that's the place to watch it. It's proper creepy out here. I mean, it's literally, you can see stars, can't hear anything but crackle the fire and birds.
Hey, you can pretend to be as big as bad as you fucking want, but like, go walk outside for fucking 300 yards by yourself. Give me your headlamp.
Ain't even that, man. The only thing separating me from whatever's out there is a thin piece of nylon fabric and you two fucks. So, yeah.
So they've got some boys that run through.
They do, but, I mean, have you seen a bear?
My boys won't hesitate to run up
have
on
you?
His boys.
Have you seen a witch bear?
Have you seen a switch bear?
I have.
Have you seen the Blair, the Tony Blair?
The Bear
the
Witch
Tony
Project?
Blair Twink Project?
Have you seen that?
I have.
It's good.
It's really good.
Is it better than this?
No, I don't think so. It's more of a comedy.
Did you? So I'm curious about the the POV of her doing her apology, because that's been parodied so much, and I'm wondering if that was that silly for a first time viewer, because the shot of like up her nose where she's crying and apologizing, because
it was, but also I was expecting it because that's like the cover on a lot of it, and also and like you say, a parody that's been done over and over, like overdone,
like the Blair Pimp Project,
the Blair
Pimp, like,
the
Blair Thumb
bubbles,
Project,
Bubbles in the Woods,
the Scooby Doo Project, like all of that. Like I'd seen it before, but it's kind of like
scary
seeing.
Honestly, like, wasn't part of that. Sorry to interrupt. Wasn't part of that at one point used in a 13th and Elm intro?
Yeah.
I'm scared to open my eyes. I'm scared to close my eyes. I'm scared to open my
eyes. I'm going to die.
We're going to die out here. I think that was in
the
13th.
Which is such a good line. And I wonder if she, because I know a lot of it was improvised. Like if she just said that,
that's fucking banging. I'm scared to close my eyes. I'm scared to open them. That's,
And then she like looks around and says, we're going to die out here.
It's terrifying.
It's great.
Anyways, go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
But I didn't know the line so much as, like, I'm so scared sort of stuff. Like, I knew, like, the general feel of it. But it's like, but again, it's like watching that scene where Vader cuts off his hand and he's, like, going to fall off. And it's like, join me, I'm your father. It's like, you don't know the dialogue, but you know that scene.
Yeah.
So I was expecting it, and then I saw it, and I was like, okay. You know. But it, I don't know. There's, for a film that's so special or a big in like my memory and I guess in horror of that time period, I felt like it delivered.
Yeah,
but it wasn't. I don't know. I'm not about to like go out and like watch it again real soon, because I feel like a lot of it is, you guys have the nostalgia, but like some of it is about like watching it the first time, sort of thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know about rewatchability for me.
I don't know about rewatchability for me. Outside of the nostalgia factor, and that's such a nice factor to me, because honestly, if you're an Elmer, if you have heard us talk wax and wane about this shit, you know we all love horror for different reasons. I mean, I don't think any one of us loves it more or less than the other, but we all have our things, whether it's vampires or gore or whatever. But this to me was a huge moment in my like, holy fuck, this is for me. I love this. It's like this, Stephen King's It, a fucking horrible 1990s, like 1993 movie called Rumpelstiltskin. Like that just hit me at a perfect fucking time. It was like the first ever horror movie I ever rented. Like there's just certain things.
Anaconda for me.
Yeah.
The Exorcist for me.
Oh, Exorcist is great. Or like I know you love American Werewolf in London.
Yeah. That was actually probably before Exorcist.
And so like this one for me is one of those ones, but it's also one of the better ones, one of the more fondly remembered ones, one of the ones that people still who were there will talk about like, holy shit, the first night I remember we went out to the theater and watched it, or they remember back in the day, like you'd go to the movie video rental place, and you and your buddies would come over and you watched your house, and it's like fucking terrifying stuff, man.
People were watching this movie and sending letters and flowers to the mother of the actress because they thought it was like, because they thought it was real. And they hung up the advertisement posters where, like, wanted posters.
The missing persons.
And people were tearing them down and shit, like, which led more people to believe that this shit was real, which this movie,
the marketing
we don't have to
get
into
genius.
This because we shouldn't, but, like, this does have so much in common with Cannibal Holocaust, even though I actually saw an interview with these two directors. I don't remember their names, but they did not see or heard of Cannibal Holocaust, and they were like, if we had seen that movie, we would not have made Blair Witch.
This movie.
Because they were like, we didn't, like, I mean, they were, like, praising Cannibal Holocaust in that way. They were like, this was, like, such a good fucking, and they, like, felt like
they
subconsciously ripped it off in a way.
We don't talk about this enough. I don't know we've ever really needed to because we haven't done a pod on it, but, like, Cannibal Holocaust is so fucking controversial, but it's so fucking good, and it's so far ahead of its time. It's honestly, like, holy shit, what a film. And, like, not only just, like, in concept, but also the execution and, like, some of the practical effects are great. But, like, when you put them side by side, the juxtaposition between Blair Witch and Cannibal Holocaust is undeniable.
Oh, shit. I gotta check the cobbler.
Yeah, you do. But,
yeah. It's right here over the fire.
It's undeniable, but, like,
I gotta find that shovel or something. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, go get a shovel.
Lid lifter. But this this one, I know that the cast or the crew, at least, was saying that they took a lot of inspiration from a film called The Legend of Boggy Creek, which is a 1978, like, mockudrama, found footage, but kind of elements of that. Looking after, like, a monster in Boggy Creek swamps. It's kind of like a Bigfoot thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. There's a Last Drive-In episode on there. Joe Bob kind of goes into it. I actually haven't seen it. It's one of the ones that
is
I want to get to.
Is it on Blair Witch or
Boggy Creek? The Legend of Boggy Creek. And so that one is a movie that they did kind of acknowledge that draw some inspiration from. And it's supposed to be really popular. It's another one
it
of those
familiar.
Ones of, like, in the woods, low budget cult movie exploitation type stuff. So, I mean, I'm really pleasantly surprised that Rob
is it American
is enjoying this movie. Legend of
Boggy Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll watch it sometime.
Yeah.
You know, we have a long list of movies that we want to get to, but
throw it on there.
Yeah, that one's on there, and I don't know. Rob, do you think that do you think just, like, the camping and being outside element really kind of framed this movie to be more enjoyable for you? You think if you were to watch this movie in the dead of winter after sitting on your couch playing video games for fucking 4 months, you would have felt the same way?
I mean, watching it, like, pretty close to that season also, you know, like, it's fall, sort of. It framed it well. Framed it like a nice...
TV.
TV? No, that's not it.
No.
Button a jockstrap. There you go. Woof. Just want to eat it up. But, yeah, this, I don't know, the atmosphere, like, set and setting is really important for horror, I feel like.
Yeah.
Any movie, but definitely horror.
Definitely. It's an atmospheric exercise. Like, it's all about making... It's kind of like comedy in the way. It's like, you got to set up that tension and then deliver the punchline. You know what I mean? You got to deliver the scare and, like, with the backdrop and everything. Sometimes the atmosphere lines up to where it really resonates with you, and sometimes it misses completely. And I've had experiences where I've watched the same movie with a different attitude and, like, have been laughing at parts that I've thought previously were, like, genuinely terrifying, but I wasn't taking them seriously. And also, it's like, when you're safe and on your couch and you have the luxury of fucking biting your thumb at, like, things that you should be afraid of, that's one thing. But, like, when you're out in the woods and you're like, huh, these little pansies out here afraid of being lost in the woods, and then you have to go take a piss and you're like, oh,
I'm scared. You hear branches snap, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
because it looks like a movie when you go over there to pee with your headlamp.
Yeah,
when you're looking
you
around,
don't know what the fuck this is.
Mentioned
like
that multiple times.
Movie.
You know what I think it is? I think you just might be night blind, Bill.
Either that,
or you have, like, a cartoonishly large dick. It looks like some
movie.
Sort of prop effect. Like, yeah.
That
like
could be
displaces space-time.
Yeah, exactly. Look at this prosthetic.
What time would you say it is right now?
Hold on, Ranger.
No, I think that was just gas.
I thought it was a park ranger. Rob just farted.
That's funny. It smelled like a park ranger. It smelled like a park ranger. Yeah, is that Kyle?
Thank you for making burgers. It's delicious.
Oh. Yep. Well, thank you for making cobbler. I would tell you it's delicious, and I'm sure it will be, but we haven't quite tasted it yet.
It is finishing up.
We're still...
Speaking of finishing up, the house scene, when they get to the house.
The house scene. Oh, yeah.
In the movie that we were talking about.
Well, what about it?
Fuck, it'd be nice to get to a house sometime soon, though. I tell you what.
It's fucking cold out here.
In fact, I've said it a couple times, but throw fucking another log on the fire, if you don't mind.
Bro, could you help brother out?
Yeah.
I know we're going through some fuel, but fuck, we'll be able to find some... We can find something. Some, I don't know.
There's
dead brush out here.
Yeah, I saw a couple of logs. Just roll them over here.
Anyway, yeah, fucking no. Another one, though. Like, loaded up. If we're going to finish the pod, let's finish strong. Let's get hot. Let's get fucking bothered. And let's fucking take these Elmers home.
All right. The house scene. Yeah, I liked it. It was really creepy with just his screaming and everything. I read that they used like boom boxes of like pre-recorded and just blared it outside the house.
Blared
nice. It, yeah.
Of him screaming to like get him to come over to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like I assume they was like they told the actor like, hey, leave, and they took him a day early without telling the other two. And they're like, fuck. Yeah.
Josh is gone.
Josh is fucking dead. It was hectic. I don't know. It wasn't like so hectic that it was making me sick to my stomach or anything watching that. Like sometimes with found footage and just jostling around with the camera.
Yeah. Becomes, and on the laptop.
It just becomes excessive and to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm over it. Get to the fucking where I can see what's going on again. But I thought the ending was well done. I don't know.
They tied in like all the story that you get really in the whole movie from the beginning. But man. So it was cool because like during this time there was also websites about Rustin Parr, the fictitious serial killer that they had kind of like based the legend of Blair Witch Project.
That was his house, right?
Yeah, and he was the guy who was like murdering kids and like there was a whole bunch of things.
Oh, they gotta like turn around the corners. You couldn't look at them and stuff. Well, yeah.
Dude, there was like a body count and they had found all the kids that were buried under the stone like fence that had outlined the property line and like all these little details that obviously were made up for the movie to make up a legend to make a movie. Like,
I wonder how much of the budget was spent on that, on like that sort of the viral marketing campaign.
Most, dude, I think because
didn't like the actors believe in the story?
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Fuck.
We just.
That is actually fucking.
We just heard a bang.
Hold on. I'm gonna get my.
What was that?
I'm gonna get my headlamps.
Go check it out.
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck?
And while you're up, throw another log on the fire. Fuck, it's cold. This is insane.
Something literally just, it sounded like a pop. Like, did you ever used to be a shithead and put like a open or an unopened can of soda in the fire?
So, or anything, yeah. Just
yeah,
like
and
that.
It would explode. You like put it in when people weren't watching and then it would like pop and scare everyone. That was like the noise that we just heard.
Or it was almost even like, I know this is crazy, but it almost sounded like somebody was like on the other side of like a wall banging on it.
No.
Or something. But you know what I mean?
I don't know.
That's fucking wild. Rob, what is... Well, it looks like when Rob comes back, he's going to have cobbler.
A story to tell.
Well, cobbler. Yeah, I don't know, man. We're out here. We're eating fucking smash burgers and Gorp beef jerky, PB&Js.
Whiskey.
I'm burning fucking eggs and you're spilling scotch. I think there's been a lot of fucking edibles and even...
Rob ripped his pants.
Rob fucking ripped his pants. Rob fell over and ripped his pants.
We can talk about this because he's not here.
Yeah, you're allowed to talk about him because he ain't got no pants. I don't know.
How did he rip his pants? Was he dancing?
No, he was sitting down in a fucking chair with all four legs flat on the ground.
He fell off.
Then he fell over. Yeah. But,
we've all been there.
We've all been there. Yeah. You know, he's lucky he didn't fucking fall in that fire, though. Obviously, we wouldn't have let that happen. We were all playing around.
Put another log on there.
I don't know, man. How long are we going to be up? Because, like, I want another log on there, but also somebody's got to tend this thing down to ashes, and, like, it's fucking getting late.
At what time is it?
I don't know. Fuck, I have no
8:30.
Well, we got to be quiet at 10, and there's a limited amount of fuel. This is making for a great pod. Oh, man. Ooh, little fucking...
Oh.
Ooh, this is hot.
What was that noise?
Yeah, what was that noise?
Rob is back. He did bring the cobbler.
Yeah, and I'm going to probably eat some of this while you talk.
Well, I think it was
my
a deer.
Fucking microphone fell.
I didn't see, but it looked like a deer.
A deer?
A deer.
That's better than a
is
lot
it a deer
of
or
things
a bear?
It could have been.
A deer. Oh, deer.
A doe, a deer, a female deer, what?
A ray.
A woe, a weir, a female veer.
Oh, the deer in the weir. Yeah. No, legit, like, it was either a deer or
I almost got my
a
gun.
Raccoon or something small.
Yeah. A raccoon and a deer are similar sized.
I hear, yeah. You seen
have you seen those alpine coons? They're fucking big, dude.
They're fucking big.
Mm, cobbler.
Fuck, this is pretty good. You just put this in a Dutch oven and just
throw it on the fire?
Butter tabs on top? You don't even mix that fucking cake mix up, do you?
You don't mix nothing. It's part of the cobbler.
God, I love being just... There's something about being outside.
Yeah.
You know, with you two.
Food tastes better.
Food tastes better.
Dick gets harder.
Movies
get scarier.
Wind cuts colder.
Especially since you watched it when we were asleep.
Yeah. I know.
To be honest, I probably didn't even... Like,
it wasn't necessary.
I probably wasn't even asleep. I was probably just laying there in fucking silence, assuming everybody else was asleep.
Yeah.
My eyes closed. Because I had my sleeping bag over my face because it's fucking cold out here and this wind was obnoxious. So you were probably just sitting next to me. I didn't see the light because I had the sleeping bag over my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything because you had headphones in.
I'm on the other side just getting pounded by the side of the tent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really, there were a couple of tents inside that tent.
I pitched a tent in there.
Yeah.
I will again tonight.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, good for you. Also, just shout out to all our sponsors. Marmot, Columbia, Billabong, Smart Wool.
Johnny Walker.
Buffalo Trace, Topo Chico.
KY.
Bonanza.
K-Pop.
Black Diamond.
And, yeah.
Thank you. We couldn't have been out here on the road without you.
Well, we could have. We definitely could have done it for cheaper if you guys had really sponsored us. It's just giving these mail-in rebates, which I feel like is kind of a cop-out. But
fucking Waffle House.
What the fuck?
Regardless. Oh, man, this cobbler.
Fuck.
Right?
You know, ice cream would have went well with this, but how are you going to keep it cold? Fucking leave it outside. God damn.
Cooler, honestly.
What the fuck
are you talking about? Not near this fire.
No, not near this fire.
Near this fire.
Woohoo.
So.
I can't wait to have runny eggs and lukewarm coffee in the morning.
Smoke
again. It gets so cold. It's not even. I boil the fucking water, but then it's like in the cup when you're outside in 24 degree wind.
It just cools down immediately. Yeah.
You can't do anything about it.
Like an insulated ceramic mug.
Like a double wall boy?
Yep.
Dude, I need a little double wall boy that I can take down to the river that fucking fill up with that cold shit because, like, that's some of the coldest water I've ever touched.
Yeah.
I want to filter it so
and
I can
drink it
like a fucking water boy. You know, at that time, Bobby Boucher came back at halftime with the fucking back to the river ball.
I know I want to fill up a double wall boy.
No. All right. I think we're losing fucking the.
Daylight, moonlight, starlight.
Yeah, your eyes are glowing in the dark.
What, Rob? Because his headlamp is so fucking bright.
It's not that bright.
I turned it down.
Cover of the thing looking at you. It's just a globe of light instead of your head.
You and I dancing in the moonlight.
Feeling all right.
So bright.
Ooh. We were going to bring Tony out with us, but we didn't.
We did bring Cher, though.
We didn't, thank God.
There was a Screech Cat. I don't know. You guys, what else do you have to say about this movie? A lot? A little? How much do we need to say about this movie?
Yeah, I mean, like we said, the...
How long are we on the fucking podcast? What time?
About 50 minutes, if I had to guess.
Okay. Cool, so not much left to say.
All right.
I mean, like we said, like, this isn't plot heavy. I mean, it's
character driven.
No budget, low budget, whatever you want to call it. It's character driven. It's very much driven by the actions that the
dialogue
characters
and, yeah,
choose to take. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was done.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I got you.
Go ahead.
I got you. This, you know what this does remind me of? Or I guess what would remind you of The Witch, I guess, in some ways?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not in any particular way, just sort of like the cabin fever, the slow burn.
I mean, The Witch is in the woods, in The, like, Witch, and there's
natural
that same
light, color palette.
Yeah.
They both have the word witch in the title.
There's also like a lot of just not being seen and like just tension and anxiety of like being in the woods and hearing things on the roof and,
yeah,
like, you know, that kind of shit.
And The Witch sort of being like a siren, like you're just like drawn to it.
That's kind of sexy.
It's sexy.
Overall, for first watch, like for such a big name, like held up, I think.
Damn,
so
that's awesome to hear.
I'm glad.
Well, shit, boys. Go ahead and get in. Let's do some ratings. Let's talk about what we got coming up.
Coming up next.
Ratings and cravings.
And then, yeah, let's wrap this up and send it home.
Yeah, 1999 Blair Witch. People call it one of the first found footage. It's not really, but it is really good. No money, no problem, is what I say. And that's what the director said, because they did a really good job at making these kids irritated at each other and give really good performances. And it's real and it's visceral and it doesn't... There's not a lot of jump scares or anything. It preys off of, like we said, natural fears of getting lost and turning on each other and something going missing. And then a nice little bow at the end. We get the person standing in the corner for the climax, and it's good. And there's not a drop of blood, but people like me still like it. And as we talked about earlier, this is one of those very early movies that got me into horror. So obviously lots of nostalgia there. And it holds up. I didn't know. I hadn't seen it in a long time. Didn't know how I was going to feel about it. Seeing, like, I mean, if I could put a number of how many new horror movies I've seen since the last time I've seen this, it would be staggering.
Hundreds.
But it was...
Dude, we've watched
millions.
Hundreds in the last year of doing this podcast.
That's actually true.
And I still really fucking like it, and it's still scary. It still brings me back to this place, and it makes me scared now that we're here, and I give this an 85, and I probably would have rated it higher the first time I saw it years and years and years
ago.
It's
fucking scary, though, actually, right? It's, like, effective as a horror movie. It's
scary.
Yeah.
Fucking good.
And, like, the one, Mike, that, like, screams a lot, and you were talking about how, like, some people would scream, and that's what I would do. I would scream, and I'd lose all my energy and die.
Yeah. Honestly, when you don't have water and you don't have food, and then you start to panic when you start to realize that.
And now I'm thinking about this hike tomorrow, and it's like, oh God, it's
scary. Are you feeling like Josh?
Yeah, I'm just going to be screaming a lot.
You signed up for like a planned excursion, right?
When Josh is laying underneath that tree and he's like, yeah, you guys just tell him I'm here next to this tree with the vine.
Yep.
Fuck, it's like, I get that. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. No, for real. Like, you haven't eaten in a couple days. Like, you have not sleeping, and you're being pursued.
I'll be here. Figure it out.
It's fucking terrifying.
Rob?
Yeah, this is a good flick. Could echo everything else Bill said. Done very well on the budget that they used, and things are very believable because a lot of it is real reaction. And I feel like because it is people in the woods, like, yeah, it's like dated, like the camera quality of the video, and also I think some of the actors that were actually doing the shooting, like, weren't as that familiar with those cameras, so the first couple of shots are grainier and like out of focus and stuff, but that just adds to like the, I don't know, verisimilitude of it or whatever. But overall, you gotta watch this movie. Like, I'm serious. Like, this is like, it is like Texas Chainsaw or Dracula or Nosferatu, or like, but it's like in that pantheon of like, you have to watch it. So I'm going to give it 82.
Damn.
Like,
I don't know, man. I'm like a big fan of like a tight story.
Yeah, the smoke
and
is bad.
Like just nothing. There's no fat. You know?
82 minutes. They banged it out.
They banged it out, and it feels. It doesn't even feel quick. Like it's a, kind of a slow burn. So yeah,
you spent some time getting to know the characters at first.
Yeah. I think also too, like just being in this, being here in this tent with
this
my bros,
the three musketeers.
Maybe that helped me shed all of the like pre-perception of like what I thought this movie was gonna be, and like being freaked out for it or not being it or whatever, because it feels like kind of like what you said, Bill. It feels like we're just like. You could be videotaping us, and that it would look the same.
Right.
Yeah. We're just like a lot cuter.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really be that scary because it'd be distracting of how cute we all were.
Yeah.
On film.
Well, that's what happens when you got three fucking good-looking dudes in union suits drinking fucking
goosed up in union suits.
Scotch out of fucking tin cups.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
And drank a whole pint of vodka.
You did house a pint of Phillips vodka. Shout out to fucking Fargo, North Dakota.
And your pants paid the price.
My pants paid the price.
Yeah, fuck.
I just bought those like 8 years ago. yeah. So yeah, Bill, Michael.
Oh.
You know, I tend to either rate things pretty high or pretty low. And you know that I like this movie, so you can already imagine that I'm going to maybe even...
Do pretty high?
Give it a more... a higher rating than a lot of people might, because I this thing fucking hits nostalgic tones for me. And honestly, what can I say that I haven't already said? People are going to hate it, but fucking 91. This is an all-timer.
Damn.
This is an all-timer. This is one of my landmark horror films. And it's even more impressive with how little they had, not only in terms of money, but in terms of knowledge. Like you said, like they didn't know what they were doing or filming or how
like
to use the equipment, and it made it better. This is one of those things that can never be replicated, has often been imitated, and whatever comes close to it again in the future will be wildly revolutionary for its time, and maybe I'd make the argument that that was Paranormal Activity. And so we're waiting for the next one.
Every 20 years.
Paranormal Activity was a banger, too. Like, when that shit came out, I was like, honestly, to me, Paranormal Activity and The Blair Witch Project and The Exorcist are the three movies that have actually fucked me up. Like, scared me. Like, actually...
Exorcist
scared alone at night thinking about it. And the difference between The Exorcist and Paranormal Activity and Blair Witch Project is Paranormal Activity came out when I was fucking like 19 years old. The Exorcist and Blair Witch Project, I saw those before I was 10, and they fucking terrified me. All of those movies, when I revisit them, I would say Paranormal Activity is the least scary, and The Exorcist and Blair Witch Project still pull at me. I don't know if that's because they're more well done, or if that because I remind myself of the fear I had as a child, or if now when I look at Paranormal Activity, I'm like, yeah, I was like fucking blah blah blah. I don't know what it was, but this one's still effective. It's still landmark. It's one that I'll continue to go back to, and like I think that there's a certain fan that will always appreciate this movie, and I look forward to having conversations with those fans about this movie because it's one that I will continue to talk about and watch for the rest of my life. Not every year at all, because it's not one of those movies that has that rewatchability.
No.
But it's really fun to watch it with somebody who's never seen it before. And thank you, because I haven't done that in a decade
plus. Yeah,
that's plus.
Crazy.
So that was cool. And someone who was primed for it, someone who might appreciate it. And you
and
did.
Someone that did and enjoy it.
Yeah, I kind of do look forward to and also sometimes dread those films that like you guys saw when they came out, like... when they came out, and it's been 10, 15, 20 years, and I hadn't. And I don't know. It's always interesting.
Yeah.
We all have those movies.
Yeah, I mean, when we first started hanging out, you guys were like, you've never seen Your Next. You got to watch Your Next. And I was like, yeah, okay, I guess. And then, like, another month of, you got to watch Your Next. You haven't seen that yet? It's, like, fucking 10 years old already. You got to watch it. And then I was like, put it on. I was like, fuck, this shit is bad. But sometimes you get left. You know,
do,
left wanting more, or it doesn't live up to the hype. And I really had fears that this one wouldn't live up to the hype just because, like, I didn't know how much of it was the dangling carrot of, like, is this real? And like having that spoiled from the jump, I didn't know if you were just going to be like, yeah, this is three kids in the woods screaming at each other.
Yeah.
I mean, spoiler, I'm in my 30s now, and any movie I see, I just assume is fake.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I know what you mean, though. Like, back then, like, that wasn't a genre of horror movies.
And people were dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, the internet...
Or willing. They were willing.
Provided a lot of transparency.
Willing to believe.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, what a good flick. Good pick.
Yeah, I mean...
Made sense.
I won't take any credit for it because it kind of fell in our lap to just, you know, camping trip. Let's fucking...
That movie to do here, and yeah.
Yeah, we all sense. Equally planned
Once
this camping
came
trip.
Up, it made sense.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, that puts us in a kind of a weird spot because typically this is where we would announce next week's movie, but we're actually going to spend the entire next episode announcing movies, I believe.
I think that might be the case.
Halloween Blitz coming up.
That's right.
31 Days of Horror.
Right.
You know it. You love it. I hope you don't know it too much because we're completely changing the format.
Yeah, it's your favorite time of the year, and to be honest, it fucking sucks for us. We got full-time jobs, and like...
It's
We're
for
do
you.
It every day.
It's for you, Elmer.
It's for you, Elmer.
It's all for
October
you.
Is a fun chore every year.
Yeah,
it's
because not only do we watch 31 fucking movies, but like we also like horror like themed events such as like Halloween parties and everything else that goes on this time of year that people invite us to because we're those guys. But it's like, sorry,
I have
28 more movies to watch this month.
One movie a day sounds like no problemo. Like when you're thinking about it, and when you're on
and you get
day
to it.
Seven,
yeah,
like,
of
this
year
is
fucking eight. I'll tell you
year.
Right now,
yeah, because like, I mean, I've been doing it for a few years before the pod,
no,
not like a long time, but like this will probably be my fourth year.
Yeah, I've been doing it for
and
like,
probably been
like
doing
a
the longest.
Almost a decade, like 8 years. I've been
That's
doing this
crazy,
shit.
Crazy, yeah.
Last year was my first year. It's like competitive eating. Like I don't want to do it. Don't make me.
Oh,
it's
man.
So much, but we're gonna have fun and we'll. We'll explain it more what the new format is when we do
the announcement
when
episode.
We talk about the movies.
But yeah, basically week. You're gonna get three of us on air for an hour plus. We're gonna shoot the shit. We're gonna tell you what movies we're picking so that you can watch them along with us throughout the month. And every week we're gonna come back and do an episode covering a handful of movies. So we'll explain it all next week. But keep your eyes and ears open for that because if you wanna subject yourself to 31. Fucking horror movies that we pick. We'll have a list up for you.
The announcement
this time next week.
Yeah.
We're doing a live draft, right?
Then.
We're gonna do a live draft, but
yeah,
we'll have to have
the
movies posted.
Announcement: do not miss it, folks. It's gonna be fucking fun because we do not know what we're watching yet, and we are not finding out until live on air next week when
That's
we
true.
Do the round robin pick, whatever we call it.
Yep. So have your backups.
The
in
announcement
the wings.
Is live
fun.
For
it's
everybody.
Gonna be. It's going to be a really fun episode. It's going to be a really funny episode. Lots of, oh, like you picked that. I was going to pick that.
Lots
oh,
of organization, like, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Lots of hash browns.
Lots of shouting over each other.
Waffles, pancakes, scissors.
Overeez. Bacon sauce.
Overeez.
Over easy. Also that, I guess, yeah.
Chopped, top, smothered, covered.
Covered. Brothered.
Anyway.
Anyway,
with that, I guess we'll pick up.
Cold.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, let's
A.
make some s'mores and go to bed.
Oh,
let's make some s'mores. Yeah. No, don't put another log on because I want to. We'll
okay,
make
okay,
s'mores
okay.
And then we'll kill it and we'll go to bed and then we gotta wake up early for this hike.
Woo.
So I mean, fuck Elmer's. Thanks for sticking out with us. We camp, so you don't have to. We know a lot of our neckbeard listeners don't want to get outside. And to be honest, we don't blame you. This shit's scary out here.
It's cold,
and there's no fucking TV.
Really
so
eaten by bears.
Tune in next week. Oh, Backcountry. Have you guys seen that? So
I
you can all get
watched
eaten
it
by bears
before
no!
we got out here. It's
fuck.
Freaky.
Elmer's. Shit. We'll get into it. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come over here, 13 AM.